What's up, everybody? Broken Tail Dog, the Broken Tail Dog himself, Josh Ricardo up in this motherfucker, doing what I do when I do it, and I'm doing it right. Hey, sorry for the long, what do they call it? Hiatus, yeah. Sorry for the hiatus. I had a death in the family. My grandfather passed away, so I had to go to California to take care of some stuff, and then ultimately ended up in LA doing some work. And some of the work I did, the fruits of my labor, is the episode today, which is great. So the Broken Tail Dog's been about 2 weeks I haven't had a show, which is not typically something I want to be doing, but I hope you understand the circumstances. So, we are back. I'm happy to be back. Happy to be talking to you people. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful 2017. We are well into the year at this point. Well into the year. Like, well into it. Like, if you were to say Happy New Year to somebody, they should slap the shit out of you, because it's too far along for you to be saying that crazy shit to people. It is now February. I don't know why I have that. I own a plantation in Georgia. Well, today is February, and you know what February means. I mean, cocktails and picking cotton. I don't really talk like that. It's just the way I feel this morning. So it's the week of the 20th of February, meaning don't say Happy New Year. Someone did that to me. I didn't appreciate it. I don't know why. Anyways, my guest this week, she is a repeat. She's somebody that I've had on before. We had to do it via Skype, though. This was a while back. Jennifer Blakeslee, the actress. Jennifer's been in tons of stuff. And since our last interview, she's been in even more stuff. And she's actually starting her own YouTube channel and creating her own comedy sketches, which are great. Jennifer was in, for those of you that need a little reminder, she was in Love. She was in this really great scene in Love where the guy in the main character of the show blows a threesome and she's one of the girls in it. And it's really funny. And she's been in a lot of other stuff too that we talk about in the interview. And I was fortunate enough to speak with Jennifer while I was in LA. I was actually working out of the YouTube space, which is phenomenal. The LA YouTube space is beautiful. It has everything you can ask for. And if you notice how quiet it is, unlike most of my episodes, it's because I'm sitting in a professional Foley room where they record voices and sounds and all kinds of shit in there. So literally, I could have screamed my fucking head off and no one would have heard me. And no one did hear me because I wasn't there all day screaming. So that being said, Jennifer was trusting enough to come into the YouTube space, into the secret Foley room, and do the show. So enjoy Jennifer Blakeslee.
I'm really lucky. I'm in LA, which is very nice. I missed a nor'easter storm in New York. So my New Yorkers, sorry, but I'm here. I'm in the YouTube space, chilling out like a fucking big time boy. Big time boy. And in front of me is an old friend of the show. I've never done, I don't know if that's proper grammar, but whatever. I have never done a show with the same guest twice, and the guest was from LA. And this person is the first. Welcome back, the one, the only, the fabulous, the vivacious, the tan, the ethnically ambiguous, Jennifer Blakeslee. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction.
Yeah, I'm good at the intro. She actually, as I was doing that long intro, moved her chair further away from where I'm at. If that's not a tell, I don't know what is, but we'll keep going anyways. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy not to be in the nor'easter.
Oh, yeah, because you're from New York, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You went to school there, and that's right. I remember this.
Originally from New Jersey, but same difference.
Same. I think they got pummeled worse.
Oh, God. I do not miss that at all.
Yeah.
I, like, woke up this morning and it was, like, 55 degrees. And I was like, oh, it's
I
so
know.
Cold.
You guys are such pussies here. It was rain. So it's been fucking raining here. Of course, I come here when they get all their rain. And watching people drive and the way they act about the rain, you would think, you know, I don't know what you would think. You would think, who the fuck are these people? It's not that bad, but I guess because I live in New York,
yeah,
and I'm used to torrential downpour, to me, it's just like, oh, whatever. I didn't even need an umbrella. People have umbrellas, and I'm like, well, I mean, why?
I know. Oh, my God. With the rain and the drivers, it's the worst. I was driving it last night.
Yeah.
I get horrible road rage. Horrible road rage.
You know, okay, this is great. This is great for the show. Let's do a little scene. This is going to be interesting. Okay. I've actually been abusing that phrase. This is going to be interesting. So then maybe that'll be my new phrase. I'll make a shirt. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. Anyways, I digress. Jennifer is about, what, 4'8"? 4'8"?
5'2".
Oh, 5'2". So Jennifer, 5'2". What do you weigh, about 70, 80 pounds?
No, like 100. 200.
She's a small little woman.
Yeah.
And you're in your car.
Yeah.
And you're angry.
Oh, so angry.
All right. Can you recreate a moment where you were really angry and what you say and the level, the decibels that you would say?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try not to curse and I apologize.
No, you can curse in the show.
Cursing.
It's okay. I mean, I know maybe you are like above that, but
whatever.
She's too highbrow to curse.
But I do. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, be vulnerable.
Oh, God. Okay. Last night I was driving. And there was just like this really slow old Toyota Corolla just driving in front of me. Like, I could have been an old person in front of me. I mean, respect your elders, but like also in this case, do not, because you should not be driving on the road.
Yeah, you should kill your older people in your
Seriously.
Life.
Seriously. And I was just like driving behind them and they were just going so slow. I kept hitting every single light and I was like, come on, God, just fucking go, Jesus. And then sometimes I'll just start singing songs like.
You curse them on, you're so LA. What a fucking stereotype, cliche, fucking musical theater background motherfucker. You're cursing people out in song now.
I do. Sometimes I'll, if I'm like really, if I'm really, really late and I'm really anxious, I'll just be like, come on, you gotta go, let's go, come on, let's go.
That's, you know what's so funny is I wanted to do that because I knew you would go balls to the wall with it first. I knew that you would go all out. Two, I was dying to see what your rage was. And it was, you eventually ends in song. That's how good her life is here in LA. Even her rage ends in song.
It has to. It has to end in song. You can't go above a song in LA. It's too nice here.
It's unbelievable. I love how the rain made people in LA stay at home too, and actually think about their lives and not be distracted by the fucking sunshine. I wonder if there was more suicides the last couple of days. See, I'm dark like that. Now I want to know the stats on whether or not people hung themselves because of the rain. The 2 days of rain.
You have to check the Pasadena Bridge.
Because you got to look in the mirror. You got to look at the man in the mirror when you stay inside. I stay inside all the time. That's why I am the way I am. And I also yell at my iPad as opposed to yelling at you so you know where my energy is directed.
Exactly.
To the listeners. I wanted to have Jennifer back on because her and I have kept kind of in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And she is making all these great sketches now, which I really, really like. For those of you that, yes, so we will plug those as well, so you'll know about them, don't worry. For those of you that didn't listen to the first episode, saw Jennifer in the great show Love. She has this really great scene where this guy blows a threesome and she's one of the girls in it. We had a really extended conversation about not only who she is as an actress and choices she wants to make and also where your background is and how you want to take what your background is, which is, I mean, you went to school for acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the school in New York you went to again? It's a very prominent one, right?
NYU, the Tisch School.
Tisch School, yes.
Yeah.
Very prominent. Great school. And now she's in LA doing her thing. And that's what our previous convo was about. The reason I wanted her back was because you're creating a whole new vision for yourself, I guess it would be. I mean, even though you do comedic acting in general, you're now creating your own content, which is a whole nother fucking fish to skin and fry. I mean, it's, you know, I know it's a brutal task.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have you on to talk about it, and also we have a lot of fun. So that's why Jennifer is here. And she's making it work. She looks great, very LA. Let's talk about your outfit first.
Okay.
So I don't know what that shirt is.
It's honestly a kid's shirt.
Oh, like, no shit.
I literally shop at children's stores
what
sometimes.
What kid is wearing that? It's like sheer in the front.
Isn't that horrifying?
That you're like raising little slutty people?
Yeah, 14-year-old girls are wearing this shirt. They shouldn't.
That's how small Jennifer is. It's a 14-year-old girl's shirt.
I literally found this out from when I was an assistant and...
Oh, that's right. You used to assist somebody in the industry.
And I used to like hang out with her daughters and stuff a lot. And they used to be like, Jen, we love this one store. It's great. You have to come with us. I was like, okay.
Charlotte Russe.
No. But similar.
Fucking Wet Seal.
Oh, God. That's like so 90s. Are they even open anymore?
I'm 35. That's where I go immediately. I don't know. I don't go to the mall either.
I don't
leave my house.
Oh.
I try not to anyways.
Well, you're in L.A. now. So
So that's why I have to be outside. Terrible. All this happiness I'm
All
feeling.
All this happiness and sunshine.
This vitamin D. And these nipples. I keep seeing lots of nipples. Very offended. All the nipples
horrible.
Here, guys. Crazy.
It's horrible.
So 14-year-olds are like, you should wear this because you're
they're like, Jen, you fit into this. And I was like, yeah, I guess I do.
It's very nice. I mean, she's very fashionable, but it's very L.A., right?
Yeah.
Because now around your waist is the grunge era.
Yeah,
so you're representing
the
90s grunge
era.
The
vintage plaid.
Vintage plaid. And she has the torn jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the exposed ankle with the great...
With the little booties.
Shoes with no socks.
Yeah, no socks. Nobody wears socks in
it's
L.A.
It's crazy. A lot of smelly feet.
A lot of smelly feet.
There's no way there's not. That's the shit I think about. That's true. How miserable I am. That's stuff I think about. Like, well, your fucking feet probably stink. I saw this girl. I was in a... You ever been to the Break 86 or whatever?
Yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It was so packed.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, God.
I hate that place.
The music was awesome. The decor is awesome.
Just the whole, crowded, contrived,
we're going to lead you through the vending machine. Well, I'm allowed to say that. They wouldn't let me take photos. Anyways, what the fuck? You're not listening. They lead you through this vending machine, and it's really cool. But when you get inside, not so cool. Packed.
It's so packed. And then, like, they have private rooms there for karaoke.
Oh.
But they're literally a quarter of what we're in right now. They're like,
yeah,
literally I could stand there and it would be like crowded. Mm-hmm. Just me alone.
I forget what my point was that I went to that place. I was associating with what
LA,
you were saying.
Girls.
Nipples.
Grunge nipples. no socks.
Oh, what was it? God damn it. Ah, fuck it. I forgot. And it was like good. It was a fucking golden one.
It's a very LA bar, though.
No, it was really fun, and I was there, and I forgot what the point I was trying to make as far as fashion goes, of being miserable. Oh yeah. Like, someone was telling me about their travels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being like, oh, that's so interesting. Oh, man, you went to India? Wow, that's awesome. And you did those things. That, wow, so great. No. My move, immediately I go, that flight. But that flight. So how was that flight? I'm obsessed with
That's so true.
The inconvenience.
Of getting there.
Yeah.
The hardships
you couldn't pay
of travel.
You have to pay me a lot of money to go to India. I don't want to go. And Asia. I don't want to go. Pay me. So the offer hasn't come down the pike yet. But no.
Nobody give it to him. Don't even give him the offer.
I need a career. Pay me to go so I can go bitch in India. They're doing a show bitching the whole time I'm there. So that's what I'm saying. That's the stuff I think about.
Yeah, you stay inside.
A little weird stuff.
You stay inside.
I'm about hygiene.
Yeah.
I'm about comfort.
Socks.
About convenience.
Yes.
Convenience. Fucking Jennifer Blakeslee in here trying to tell me about life. I know life. I know what I want. Josh knows what he wants. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Either I want to have a like serious regular job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really want.
Yeah, let's put that in the universe.
Yeah, let's put that out
there.
It's pilot season right now, people. Explain
this to me and my listeners since I'm on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot season is from when to when?
It starts, January, but really it starts February for us non-famous
whole
people.
Whole month?
Yeah. It starts February till maybe about mid-April.
And pilot season is where all of the different shows that have been pitched that are going to be shot happen. That's what pilot season is. It's the layman's definition of it. And actors here in the city of Los Angeles, Hollywood, if you will, the biz. Everyone comes here, New Yorkers fly in for the whole month of February to either shoot or to read and hope to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jennifer's been doing. Audition after audition.
Mm-hmm.
Anything go well? Now, you don't have to say what it was, but...
Yeah, lots of things have gone well, but, you know, it's a waiting game as well. So it's like right now I'm waiting to hear back from some stuff. And, I mean, you know how these things go. It could be like, oh, her hair's too long, or, oh, her skin's too tan. Or whatever. I'm not that tan. I'm tan right now. I was just on vacation. But,
yeah, she leads a life.
I lead the life.
They're 14-year-old
shirts.
14-year-old girl shirts.
But it's definitely, like, intense. Like, some weeks it can be a lot. Some weeks it's nothing. So it's just kind of like, there's never a balance of it.
Yeah.
So, like, it drives you a little bit insane because you're like, what am I supposed to be doing with my time when I'm not auditioning? Or, like, when I am auditioning, like, when do I get to sleep kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all over the place, but...
I think that's, I mean, we kind of touched on it before we got on air, but you're making all these new endeavors, like content, content wise. And I think that's really smart because it keeps you in the mix for yourself.
Because
I think that might be the most important thing for me anyways, as a performer and as an actor. And I obviously don't read as much as you. I'm more of a comic, but when I'm working, even if it's my own shit, I feel good about what I'm doing because I'm creating. And I feel like if all you're doing is reading and now you're kind of beholden to the people that make decisions on whether or not you can read, you're sitting around.
Yeah.
So is that what, I mean, we've talked before about you creating your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When did it was like, fuck it, now is, I got to make the move. Because we're talking about producing. I mean,
yeah.
She's producing the content, meaning she's booking the other actors.
Mm-hmm.
She has to figure out where to fucking shoot. I mean, it's top to bottom
costumes,
job.
Costumes, everything.
And then she's writing the content and directing the content, I assume, as well, because it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do this. It's fucked. It's not easy to do. You really got to get it up to do it. It's not something you can just go, I feel like shooting this today. I mean, we'll get into what people actually do is like, I just feel like shooting something today and it actually works out. But for what you're doing it's like what I do.
Yeah.
Where you're like literally agonizing over every detail
of every, yeah. I mean, I think it was right after Love came out that I'd always had ideas and stuff. And, you know, it was actually my boyfriend that was like, Jen, you really should like, put this out there, like, and he was the one that kind of inched me to finally be like, all right, but because, you know, you always have that fear of like, well, is anybody gonna watch it, does anybody like it?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then like after a while I was like, I don't really care at this point, like,
yeah.
I need to do this for myself more than anything so that I don't go insane waiting for the next job.
No, yes
to be given to me. So I mean, I've been fortunate this year of, you know, booking a couple things here and there, and that's been wonderful, but it's, you know, it's like 1 month it's that, and then like 2 months you're not
feast
doing
or famine
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's, so I started like writing, I think back in March, April, like really writing. And then I started shooting, I think in May, and I decided, cause I was like, oh, I'm going to release it next week. And then I was like, no, that's kind of irresponsible of me to just throw it out there and kind of like wait to do another one.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, is I, you know, I have a wonderful, friend and who's a DP and director, and you know, he works at UCLA and he's absolutely wonderful. He puts up with all my crap.
Yeah, shout out to whoever that is.
Shout out to
she's
Sean.
A fucking handful, man.
He puts up with all my crap. You should see the emails of editing that I make this poor guy do. He's wonderful, and I had worked with him, I had met him through like a backstage thing like 2 years ago, and then I did a short for him, and then I shot a feature for him, and then he was kind of like, well, Jen, I kind of owe you, so I'll help you do whatever you want to do. And he's been really wonderful. So we started shooting in June, and it took me about, I think, like 8 months to get, like, because, you know, scheduling gets crazy, people drop out, things happen. It took about 8 months to get, I think, like 8 of them done, which...
So you already banked in 8?
I have, I think, 9 done now.
So you have 9 sketches, and what's your release schedule?
Well, originally I was going to do one a week, and then I realized that's insane.
It's because you, okay, that's, I'm glad you brought this up, because I think it gives people that aren't doing this a really good understanding of the work that goes into it. You're creating content that you want to not only be funny or have a purpose and have integrity, but also look good. Yeah. So you're shooting.
Yeah.
You're having to set up lights. You're having to secure locations mm-hmm. and locations that have to be operational with whatever equipment you're bringing. Mm-hmm. And you're having to book actors. And all these people are doing favors because they're your network.
Yes.
And this is what indie producing is. This is what I do on a daily basis that is really rewarding when it gets done. But also, it is exhausting because, like we were kind of saying in the beginning, you're in charge of making sure people get there on time,
mm-hmm.
filling in the new spots mm-hmm. that come open because someone goes, oh, my God, I got booked for this job, or I'm so sorry, or it's something you don't really know, and they flake you.
Mm-hmm.
They flake on you. Then you're like, now I got to perform.
Yep.
Because now you're in it because it's about your brand. It's about who you are.
Yep.
You're putting that out there for you. And now you're like, okay, now we got to edit this shit. Which is a whole nother war.
It's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, so the first war you're fighting is getting everyone on the same page, which mm-hmm. is you feel like a hero.
Mm-hmm.
The next war is shooting it. And then the one that's going to be the payoff is the actual editing.
Yeah.
So in 8 months, you were able to only create eight
yeah.
sketches.
Yeah.
So that just kind of gives everybody, just to slow it down for you, the timeline we're on when we're doing it all by ourselves to make a high-end-ish product. The product
yeah.
that's... We could put on a reel if we really wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, like, if I had a full team of people and, like, money behind me, it could have been made in, like, 2 months.
I sure. could
have made a bunch. But because yeah. it's all of me getting everyone together and costumes, props, literally everything is taken care of, you know, by me. And, you know, sometimes, like, my boyfriend does stuff, too, and Sean does a lot, too. So it's, like, really between the three of us, it's, like, we're trying to get the stuff together. But,
yeah.
You know, it took 8 months to get it out there. And I was happy, though, to do that because now I feel a little bit more relaxed. Because now I'm like one a week. And then the next week we do the outtakes from that. We release the outtakes. So it's like every week there's something. So there's some sort of consistency.
Which is the way it's supposed to be done. I
yeah.
mean, for those of you that have watched Dating on Set, thank you, by the way. That is the schedule we were on where we wanted to have something come out every week. And we realized this is heavy lifting every
yeah.
week. So now we're on a quarterly situation. Plus, I have so much content now that it still generates views and subscriptions with me not really moving it. I mean, it's not the smartest way to do it. I mean, I should be moving it more and more, and I'm working towards that. But I needed to regroup and find a different game plan because going at the level you're going at,
mm-hmm.
that had to be done up front. But mm-hmm. now it's like, okay, what is feasible amongst all the other shit that I have to do? I mean, you have to keep training and going to your acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep reading and
mm-hmm.
doing your job
mm-hmm.
to make money to sustain you creating your own content.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that perfect synergy of my own work. And so now that you're putting them out, what is it going to be now? Once a month? Once every 2 weeks?
No, I do once every 2 weeks. So I'll
release. Your bi-monthly situation.
Bi-monthly. So it's like two a month. So, and then I on the off weeks, we release like the outtakes. So that way there's still something for people to watch.
It's a little taste. Yeah.
You're
still engaging your audience.
Yeah. And they can then see like, oh, this is like how they made this. That's kind of cool. I've had like feedback, like people have commented on my Instagram and stuff saying like,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, love the outtakes. That's so cool. Like love to watch you guys make it, which
mm-hmm.
is like really nice. I always appreciate
feedback.
Yeah.
But what about
like
the product, motherfucker? Like,
yeah, well, that's the whole other thing. People have to actually watch them. People do watch them. I've had some really, really nice feedback,
mm-hmm.
really positive feedback. My first
one. No, they're
one,
very funny. Yes.
Thank
I like
you.
Them. I like them all. Yeah, that I've seen that
my,
you sent me.
My first one, I think I submitted it to like all the sites this in the beginning, and like Elizabeth Banks' Hoo Ha Ha put it on their website, which was like such
cool.
a nice, cool
yeah, yeah.
little thing. I mean, it, you know, I'm sure they, you know, release millions of them, but like,
mm-hmm.
it was just a nice, like validation
nice gesture.
Of like,
no, it is. Yeah. For
yeah,
your work.
Of like, this is like the first one I released. This is the one that they put up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been nice to see things like that or like people just commenting and being like, keep going. This is awesome.
Yeah.
But it's tough to build from the ground up for sure.
Oh my God. It's brutal.
And, yeah.
and we talked about, you know, before we got on air, I mean, we're in YouTube right now. We're actually in the heart of the beast or whatever they say. Stomach of the beast?
Stomach of the beast.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. I'm an idiot. And what goes into people to watch shows, like as far as what they do from an algorithm perspective, and we talked about Google AdSense and all that other stuff, it's taxing to figure out the right way
mm-hmm.
to talk about your show and to present your show
mm-hmm.
that gets people to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
my show, I remember, because I have an inside track here at YouTube, they told me people stay on my show longer than the average show. And I was like, oh, well,
that's fantastic.
What's the time frame? And then they hit me with, well, usually people stay on something for 15 seconds. And with you, they've been staying on it for 45. And I go, well, my episodes are 5 to 7 minutes, though. And I'm like, well, that's just the average. Way to go, bro. God. Thumbs up for you.
Wow.
But that's the reality of what it is.
Yeah.
No one's trying to sit there unless it's a product that's been heavily launched and it's so visible, it's everywhere, and you have stars in it. Like, and then the ones that don't have that, so I think it's called High Maintenance. It's a show on HBO right now, or about the guy who delivers weed or something. Mm-hmm. That was a web series.
Yeah.
With no one famous in it that just got traction. And so when I modeled my show, that's kind of what I was looking at. I knew it wouldn't be viral because it was just the way it was produced, and it was too long for that. I just didn't feel like that wasn't really my goals. You know, it would have been nice, but I didn't think that was definitely – I wasn't working for that, for it to go viral. Mm-hmm. I was working for it to be a representation of what the future of the show would be, because I just wanted it to be – I wanted to sell the show and write 12 episodes and make them 30 minutes long and all that stuff. When you were making your shows, or your sketches rather, was there a certain channel or a certain like content creator that you kind of modeled it after, in the sense that you go, I see it being in this realm? Because, I mean, this town loves that. It's fucking whatever meets whatever. You know, they love that analogy, right? Where you can smash it together. See, it's hard to not think when you're writing your tagline, when you're doing your, you know, your materials for your show, to not kind of go in that mindset.
Yeah.
Did you have a mindset like that?
I think some of the biggest influences for sketches have definitely been Nick Kroll. His show, Kroll Show, was probably one of my favorite shows.
You know, that guy, like, has been around for a lot longer than you think. You're always surprised when you see him. You know, for example, I Love You Man, he has a really bit part in I Love You Man.
Oh, yeah.
In the fencing team guys, he's one of them. He's the voice of Stew Balls in a show I love that had two seasons, The Life and Times of Tim, I think the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's great in that. And then obviously The League, he blew up from The League.
Oh my God, yeah.
Then he got Kroll's Show, and Kroll's Show's really great.
Yeah.
And him and Mulaney, I think they're still doing their Broadway show,
I saw
right?
it when it was here before it was on Broadway.
Good?
It is honestly one of the best live performances I've ever seen.
Wow. People love it.
It's so incredible. It's so funny. I mean, I had followed it from like the first. It came from one of the sketches from the show, and then it they did like a tour, and I was like, we're going to see it. We have to see this. My boyfriend was like, what is this thing? And then he saw it and he was hooked, and we both were like, this is insane.
It's one of those things where it's everything we're talking about we want to do right now. Mm-hmm. That's what they've done, where they've taken characters they've developed and now have created an audience that wants to go see those characters.
Yeah.
It's a fucking thing of beauty. And that's essentially what we're talking about doing, where it would be great if one of your sketches caught on, where people loved the character you created, and now you can do a whole thing. And that's the point. You're trying to see, you're throwing shit against the wall and you're seeing what's going to stick.
Yeah.
So that was kind of your, okay. So I think I'm going from the question's more technical, I guess, where I'm thinking like, was there someone or some thing that you're like, because you have to have some format. I mean, I'm not huge on formula, but it's a reality that it's a compromise you have to make as a creator. But I know for me, like, I spent some time watching Jenna Marbles, and I was like, well, I'm not going to do that, because I'm creating an actual show with characters I'm developing. So I was looking more towards, like, the High Maintenance, and I think there was a couple other ones that I think Vimeo had on. Totally blanking, I'm sorry, but it was stuff like that, web series that were getting a lot of looks, that I was all about, that had people in it that you've never really seen before.
I think like what the main, you know, focus was, like Above Average does some really awesome sketches on YouTube, so I looked at a lot of those as well, and I was like, you know, I don't necessarily want to do like if this was to ever turn into something bigger, like a show, like, then that's a discussion of like, are there interviews that happened before? Are there things like similar to like Key and Peele or Amy Schumer or something like that, which I've totally thought about.
Yeah.
But for, you know, being on YouTube, being 2 minutes long, I don't want to bombard people with more footage, more things to look at. So I think if anything, it was probably similar to like a Key and Peele Amy Schumer vibe with like the just like really solid sketches that like have come from, you know, experiences or whatever it is, minus the interview parts or the, you know, talking to the audience parts. So I think it was mainly like TV shows that I was, I think, copying. And I think that's why like the, you know, like the camera that we use is like a Red camera. It's, Sean has a Red camera.
No, it's really well shot.
Yeah, so it's like really well shot. It's very pretty, like the way it looks. So it's different. It's definitely different than like the classic YouTube, like, you know, put on your iPhone and kind of talk to the camera thing.
Yeah.
But I think just of me watching, you know, like Above Average and SNL stuff, and which is sometimes hit or miss, but sorry, but it sometimes is. You know, I think it was just like wanting to create something, a product very similar to what I was seeing on TV more than YouTube.
Yeah.
I think
it's difficult when people like us are creating, because we're more about telling the story and creating the character, and we love the, I don't want to make like I'm a purist. I mean, I'm what the fuck am I talking about? I'm saying that we love the story part and the creating part, and that's where our passion lies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which, you know, film and television, which you build a team around you, and you create these great stories, and you get to tell them, and you get to be these characters, and that's that, and then you develop those characters. Mm-hmm. But we're also fighting in a format that is not conducive to any of that. If you look at who's huge, it's the personality that's huge. It's not what necessarily they're doing. It's, you know, Jennifer Blakeslee doing that, not the character played by.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
Which is kind of aggravating, because it's not something I'm willing to give to people. Like, there's a certain amount of our personal lives that has to be shared in this day and age. A certain amount, a very small amount. I'm not a fan of that. And the people that are really successful at the social media game and getting the likes and getting the views are people that are, like, selling it all. This is me taking a shit. Like, this is, like, they're not letting anything in their life go without capturing it on that phone. And that's a sacrifice that I'm not willing to make. And given that, you know, what your social media status is, it doesn't seem like you're willing to make that sacrifice either, in the sense that you're about telling your story, and that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be like, this is me going to the mall, and then this is my sketch. Like, it's not, you know, you don't do that shit, which I love.
I mean, first and foremost, I am an actor. I'm a trained actor. I've always wanted to be an actor, actress, whatever you want to say. Actor, actress, whatever. That I really enjoy slipping into another costume, character, whatever. I mean, some of my sketches, like my most recent one, I play like an old man, and it's great and it's fun. And like,
you look hilarious in the outfit.
Thank you. But there's, I like playing characters, and I like, you know, playing something that isn't myself, because I mean, I like to think that I have a nice personality and that I'm fun.
the road rage 4'8 woman.
Maybe
5'2, sorry.
Maybe I should just do, you know, YouTube videos of me getting stuck.
That's what's
kind of
fucking crazy is that, you know what? That's not absurd.
It's not absurd.
For you to put a fucking GoPro in your car and just literally run it 24/7 driving, you'll probably be able to cut together a 2-minute thing where people will blow your shit up.
They would love it, I'm sure. But it's,
you
know, it's fun because it's, you know, the thing of like, I want to work, I want to act, I don't necessarily want to talk. I get really uncomfortable, like in the tags that I do at the end of some of my sketches, like it's me talking to the camera being like, hey guys, subscribe. I'm very awkward.
Your voice changes and hey guys, it's me. And thanks for watching.
I get very awkward because I like being an actor. I'm not.
It's not natural to do that.
It's not.
And now it's expected, you know. And I see that so much, where people are so self-absorbed and so comfortable talking to their phone. Like, so hey guys, I was walking down the street and I want to fucking punch through the phone on the other side of the phone to reach their face, because I feel like it's so unorganic. And maybe it's because I'm not good at it. I hate it. But I also think there's something awful about it, because for me to look at a phone and to get into it, and I'm not delivering a monologue or lines, or I'm taping an audition or something, like you said, in a character, for me to just be like, so yeah, I ate egg whites today and it was just so And the fact that people like it, it makes me sad for what I do. Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's not interesting. And now it's becoming satire. Me talking about my breakfast, if you like the way I look or you like whatever I do, is now satire, which it's not. It's fucking breakfast.
I think that, like, nowadays, which has been kind of scary and sad, it's the idea of, like, people on Instagram, Facebook, these YouTube videos talking to the camera, like, there's this false sense of celebrity. And for some people, it works, and people get followings and whatever, but there's just, like, this false sense of celebrity of, like, everyone cares what I'm doing at all times. Like, everyone wants to know when I just took a shit. Everybody wants to know when I, you know, and I'm just very uncomfortable with that style of, but I know it's widely popular. Like, I have an issue, like, every time I'm about to post, I never post selfies, but recently I've been trying to because
you have
I've gotten so many more followers posting. It's a joke. It's hilarious.
Dude, I am, I always have to be careful when I say stuff like this because even though I don't feel I'm this certain way, people could perceive something from what I'm saying. So I'm going to do my best and I'll butcher this. But if I was an attractive woman, I would whore it out. I would do it. and I would utilize it to my fullest capability. I mean, you're fucking trained in your craft. You're funny. You have something to show people. I'm not hating on you if you go, well, guess what? I'm gonna put a post up,
mm-hmm.
and the post is going to be talking about my work in the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a link in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
But the post might not really have anything to do.
That's what I've been doing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I've been. That's what I've started doing this past like few months. And it's funny because when I started all this, I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then I started thinking, I was like, God, it really does work. Sadly, mm-hmm. it works. But I guess it comes from a place, too, of, like, I want to be taken seriously as an actor.
Yeah.
And, like, I want people to know that I can play an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I have a wide range and I'm not just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you're versatile.
Yeah, I'm very versatile and I really enjoy that. And by posting, you know, nice pictures of me or selfies or whatever, like, it just feels so cheap.
No, no, but at least, like, some people, that's all they have, right?
Yeah.
But you have more. Like, you can... That's why, I mean, that's kind of the... We're coming back to the foundation of our conversation over the last two episodes and definitely conversations we've had off air where I like the fact that I can utilize great talent and understand, like, I will put your medicine in the McDonald's or whatever, right? I will do my best to put it in a package that I know for a fact X, Y, and Z is going to go, oh, I want to click on that, right?
Yeah.
But when you watch it, you're going to have to watch it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you're trained. I mean, I was at this really L.A. dinner last night. One of those dinners where everyone is
no
in
one
the
was
business.
Wearing socks.
Oh, no socks, smelly feet galore. And it was like everyone was in the – like either heads of their department in different digital formats. I mean, it was a really diverse table of people that are in different formats of entertainment. And I was talking to somebody about, you know, creating content and what that means and all the stuff. And this guy jumped up and he's on the board of a dating site that I can't name. But he said, yeah, I was actually, when we came up with the idea, I was the picture you would first see. And we did a test. We had a girl do a test and put like a picture of her in a dress and then her of a picture where it's like kind of showing more. And we did a test for me where I'm wearing like a nice suit. And then one where I have my hat backwards, my shirt off, and that one, like, gets way more attention than the other one. That's reality right now.
It is.
So if you're a decent-looking person, if your boyfriend took a photo of you on the beach, and all of a sudden you go, oh, it's a nice picture, and you put your filters on it, and the angle's nice, and you do it, you're probably going to get people to your product.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been working, so I'm not going to stop doing it. But I don't do it, like, obsessively. I think I, mm-hmm. like... I space it out. Like, I do it maybe...
I follow you, but I'm trying to figure out...
I don't do it that often, but...
What I've seen.
What's funny is, Josh, is that I remember the last time I was on your show last year, I remember saying, I'm like, you would never see selfies on my
Instagram. Yeah, no, I'm going to go back... I would love to go back to the episode and hear our episode now about how the concessions you've made in a year.
It's tough. Life is hard here in Los Angeles. Everyone has to, you know, post their selfies.
You got to play the game a little
you
bit.
You do have to. You have
and
to
I get
give,
it.
You have to give in a little bit. You know, I mean...
where's that? But I think the part I always have beef of is like, where's the line drawn? Like, don't. I hate when I'm not bamboozled, because no one's bamboozled. It's very melodramatic. I'm saying, don't post a picture of you in a thong.
No, no.
And then underneath, do like a song lyric that has nothing to do with the reality of that picture.
Yeah.
I just wanted to. I would like us as a society to be a little bit more upfront about what we're after.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I'm totally cool with people showing their body. I think that's great for them if that's the attention that they're okay with getting and they don't find it to be problematic in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Good for you. But when I, like, because it's kind of forced on you if you're on the grid at all. Like, yeah. I'm going to see that photo. Somehow, some way, that's going to, if it's popular enough, it's going to get across my desk. And then if I, you know, well, I'll click on that. And then I read the caption, and it's like, when the wind blows and the summer wind is coming from the east. Like, that's not what you're trying to tell me here.
No. It's just
you're
like,
saying, look at my ass, please.
Exactly.
And I'm okay with that.
I think the ones that I've been posting, if you do ever look at them.
I do. So, well, but I nothing's mean, ever scandalous,
I mean, the
though.
Future, no, nothing ever will be. Sorry, everyone. It's not going to be scandalous. My most scandalous moment was in Love, and that's probably where it stops.
And it's full bottom underwear she's in that
full
scene.
Full bottom. Two pairs. If you double up. Two pairs.
That's right. We talked about that because I thought you had like a huge ass, and then you told me that you wore a bunch of underwear.
There's two pairs. They're really clean, I guess. But I think a lot of the ones I've been posting, I do like the side to side. Like, here's a selfie of me looking normal. Here's me as an old man.
Yeah.
So it's like that's trying funny. To. So that's helped for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I post my headshots because, like, everybody loves. I get so many likes on headshots. They're so.
It's weird, right?
Narcissistic. It makes me feel disgusting. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Because people are like,
wow,
it's a professional photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there was a camera involved that wasn't an iPhone. Wow.
You were working.
Yeah.
You were on a shoot. Oh, my God. This is great. See, I have a buddy. Who I have some beef with, so if you're listening, bro, we'll talk about it in person. I think we have. And I don't know if I'm angry because I won't sell out that way or I won't play the game that way. And maybe I'm angry that I won't. Maybe I think I might get further if I did. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an inner thing with me. It probably is. I'm pretty fucking crazy. But this dude, he's not a handsome guy at all. He's like a, you know, he's not ugly. He's an all right looking dude. But he's constantly taking selfies. And I know it's because, and he did it at a funeral. He was at a funeral and he did it.
Oh, no.
So he got sympathy likes.
Oh, come on.
He does it of his dog. He holds babies and will take photos of him holding babies. Okay. Like, all the triggers to get likes, he does.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's being smart or he's being, but I'm very annoyed by it. He's a really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I hate it because every time we're together, he wants me to take photos of him. And I hate that. I don't even like doing it for girlfriends. I'm not doing that. I'm not. I don't. Yeah. It's so fucking awful. I don't know why. It's me. I hate it. I have this fucking. It like I'm getting aggravated now talking about it. And I was like, man, why are you you're posting like a 16-year-old girl? Why? Because I think it's two-pronged. I think there are women out there that follow him that he likes to see them like his stuff.
Yep.
And he ain't wrong. It's the second part. He ain't wrong. People love dogs
People
and babies.
Love it.
When I post a photo every now and again, I'll find a funny childhood photo and I'll post it. And it'll blow up. It'll get twice as many likes as anything else I post. And you're going, ah. So, I mean, now everyone's a fucking algorithm. Now, like, I know the formula. It's like Amazon, whenever I'm searching the internet, will magically find a way to get in my ads and tell me that I need almonds. And you're like, you fucking,
like,
you're watching
me.
So what's the move then? What do we do? Because we're going to do some work together soon. I feel it. It's going to come. What do we do?
I think we have to play the game. But I think it can be done in a way that, you know, you can personalize it so you don't feel like I'm letting everyone see everything or
and it can be funny.
It can be funny. I try to always make my posts
really funny.
Funny. Always.
It can be sexy, but it can be really fucking funny too at the same time.
Because I feel like that is my brand.
That's what I'm trying to find right now.
Yes.
Really funny, but still really sexy, but still can be fucking funny.
Sexy, funny, and like not afraid to get messy.
Exactly.
With comedy, which is, I feel like, is my thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to play. I would play any part.
Yeah.
As long as there's probably not a lot of nudity in it.
But, well, yeah, yeah. You know, as long as there's two pair of underwear involved. You
know, two pairs of underwear. That's, that needs to be in the contract.
Vintage plaid.
Vintage plaid, no socks.
Zero socks. As long as our LA uniform stays intact.
So I think it's about playing the game, but it's, there's ways of reinventing it. Mm-hmm. I feel like
where there's a formula, there are gonna be people that operate because they can't adhere to that formula. They're gonna operate and figure out what that fringe is.
Yeah.
And I want to be part of that and find your own congregation of people because I believe they're out there. I don't think we're alone in this. I feel like a lot of people are feeling this way, but the market is so dominated by the material we're talking about that it doesn't get to people.
Yeah.
And that's the point, right?
Yeah.
So on the show now, we're coming to grips with what we're going to be doing, and we're going to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But also do it our way. Really, really funny.
Yeah.
Really, really great. Mm-hmm. Have a point.
Mm-hmm.
But also do it in a package that is relatable and still makes people go, oh, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes. That's
going to happen.
That's the plan. That's what I've been trying to get after.
And you can do those things quicker because you don't necessarily have to shoot them the way you're shooting your things.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can still shoot your things, and these are supplemental to that.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out, too, is, like, I have my, like, really big pieces. Even though they're 2 minutes, it could take, you know, as we mentioned, 8 months to shoot them and get them together. That's, like, I need to figure out a way to, like, make smaller things.
Yes.
Which are simpler.
Yes, yes.
And it gets out quicker.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I love you. I love having you on.
Yeah, it was
We're
fun.
A great team.
It was so fun, Josh.
Yeah, yeah, it's always fun.
Always fun.
I'm really great at my job. Jennifer is really great at sitting in a chair and talking to me, so it just works the fuck out.
Yeah.
It works out.
I love sitting.
She loves sitting.
I love sitting.
And that's how easy it is, folks. plug your shit. Where can people follow you and find you and all that?
Sure. My Instagram is just at Jennifer Blakesley, all one word, all lowercase. My comedy on YouTube is Gorgeous Grandpa Comedy. It's the name of a Simpsons episode. I hope I don't ever get sued. I just really like the idea of, like, a grandpa could be gorgeous, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is in no way describes myself.
Sure.
It's just, I thought it was silly and funny, and I found a really funny, like, picture. My boyfriend sent me a picture, and it was really funny, and I was like, this is exactly what's happening.
It's so great that you're dressing up like old men. Like, maybe you're androgynous. Maybe you have a whole new thing about you that
maybe
you're going to be a pioneer in dressing up like an old man.
I would
in the prime of your beauty.
You know, it's funny. I when I was in college, I actually was cast as a grandpa in a play. So, like, this isn't the first time I've played.
There's nothing about you that comes at me as, oh, she would look great as a geriatric.
She looks so good as an old man.
Oh, my God. Either 14-year-old or a fucking old 80-year-old man.
I'm a chameleon.
Yeah, you really are. You're really opposite end of the spectrum on what you play.
Yeah.
So that's how they find you on YouTube, and they can see all your most current sketches.
Yeah, Gorgeous Grandpa Comedy on YouTube, Jennifer Blakesley on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Blakesley, everybody. The world's a beautiful place. Happy to be in it. Isn't it great? Make sure you guys all go check out Jennifer's shows as far as her content on YouTube, Gorgeous Grandpa, or Twitter. She's really funny, and like we talked about in the show, she doesn't really pander, and she's still, what's the word I'm looking for? She's still putting it out there, you know? She's still doing her thing, but she's doing it her way, and I appreciate that, and she's not totally selling out just for the sake of likes, even though she's an attractive woman. So, Jennifer, kudos to you, my friend. Good catching up with you. Good seeing you again. So that's the show. This is how we do it. Much like Montel Jordan, I'm sitting right now in very skimpy boxer shorts. I have, like, an almond in my teeth, too, so it's not really comfortable. It's probably not the smartest move to eat almonds before you're about to talk to the public. Go follow the show. Excuse me, at Broken Tailed, BROKENTAILED on YouTube. On YouTube, yeah, Broken Tailed Dog Productions on YouTube, but also Instagram, Snapchat, fucking Twitter, and you can follow me at Josh Ricardo. Yeah. All right. On all the formats, on all the shit, you know, all the shit. All right. I'm trying to figure out how to, I don't want to let you go. I can't quit you. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. And make sure to send your love, subscribe, tell a friend, give us a good rating, all that shit, all that stuff helps. So if you enjoy the show, please do that. You get it for free. So a little help would be great. And yeah, you can always email brokentaildog@gmail.com and let me know what's going on. Okay, talk to you soon. Goodbye.